Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. Look at all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry. I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts.
I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP. What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I'm Rocky, and of course, it's a beautiful Cinco de Mayo day. Of course, joining me today is Big Shot Bob.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. ¿Cómo estás?
And, of course, Mr. No Days Off. I'm not sure what he's doing with the mic right now.
So offensive there. What? That was nowhere
close. Moss? Little Moss?
No. Count the Taco Bell.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Yes, sí.
And, of course, we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Obviously not Taco Bell.
No, we're not Taco Bell.
Buenos
or
Dias.
Jack in the Box.
Buenos nachos, señorita.
So, but welcome to the show today. We got a great show. We'll talk a lot of NFL talk, a lot of Jeremy Tunsil, a dummy of the week. Oh, and patrolling of the week.
Patrolling.
Actually, let's do patrolling before we do NFL this week, because we got a couple of patrolling this week. I know you got some, right?
I'm lost.
You don't know what patrolling is?
No. See, I wasn't updated on this.
Oh, all right. Cover your ears.
BSS Carolinas presents Patrolling, where we highlight the troll athletes of the week. Patrolling the websites just for you, the clown on your favorite athletes.
There you go. All right, the birdie got you. All right, in case, so Scott is basically the troll athletes of the week. This week, or social media, I'm going to take that back. This week, did you want to go first? You got yours?
I got one good one this week. It just came out last night. Charles Oakley sends a tweet to Charles Barkley, because Charles Barkley's talking about the city of Cleveland. Everybody knows. Everybody takes jabs at the city of Cleveland. Joakim Noah did it. All just basic fans do anyway. So Charles Oakley sends Charles Barkley sent a message, said, Charles Barkley, you better stop talking shit about Cleveland. You was never tough. You hide behind TNT. Ooh. So Charles responds, Oakley, you're not even important enough for me to be thinking about you. It's wasting time even worrying about your comments. It sounds like we need to get these guys in the ring, get some boxing gloves on, big charity fight. Charles versus Charles. Oakley versus Barkley. Winner take all. For the right, for the pride of Cleveland, Ohio.
Do we understand? Does Oakley understand he's talking about the Cavs and the Hawks in the first round? Or in the second round, sorry. It's not like the Cavs are in the finals. It is the second round of playoffs where they know they're going to win.
He just doesn't like his city being disrespected, you know.
And if I remember correctly, Oakley never played in Cleveland.
He's from Cleveland, so.
Did he play in Cleveland?
No.
Okay.
What does that have to do with anything?
That means, shut up. You live in Cleveland. You're just like anybody else that lives there. Go and support your team. There's no reason. You always talk. Oakley always talked trash to other people. That's the reason you never won an NBA title, Charles Oakley.
Because he had to play against Michael Jordan for a ton of seasons.
The mouth. It, from day one, when he was a Knick, it was always yada, yada, yada. You're part of the reason that Patrick Ewing didn't get a title. You could not score. No, he was a cheap man's Dennis Rodman.
He was the enforcer.
What's his Twitter handle?
Charles Oakley?
Yeah. There you go. You want something to tweet? Tweet at me, Charles Oakley, that I just said that you're a weak man's Dennis Rodman.
His Twitter handle is at Charles Oakley 34.
All right. Well, there you go.
I was getting ready to say, are you going to say Charles Oakley was soft?
No, he wasn't soft. He was a tough man. I ain't going to lie. Out of all the Knicks.
The curl he used to wear looked soft, though.
I just like, come on, man. So, yeah, come on. It's Barkley. You know how Barkley is. That's what he does. He's supposed to talk like that.
The fat women in San Antonio don't have a gripe with Charles Barkley's talking stuff. So why should Charles Oakley care what he says about the city of Cleveland? Man, I would be more upset if I was one of the fat women in San Antonio getting picked on all the time.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
He doesn't call them fat, the big women in San Antonio, my bad. I personally can't speak for the women in San Antonio because I've never been to San Antonio. Well, I can't believe that all the women in San Antonio are big women.
No, they're not.
They got some nice women in San Antonio.
They got some nice women. That was... I mean, I'm
not talking about you know, Dallas. I'm talking about San Antonio.
I haven't been to San Antonio yet. That's
have you
one
been
of
to
my
San
trip.
Antonio?
No,
but you know,
I won't step foot in the state of Texas.
Hey, I love, but Barkley. Yeah, you wouldn't be welcome. No, I actually would. They welcome everybody. You know, it's okay.
There's no state taxes in Texas.
That's right. And it's beautiful
because you have to lure people to go to Texas because it's Texas.
No, you don't. It's so beautiful.
You got
this is beautiful
tornadoes.
State.
Spirit-crushing humidity, the Cowboys. What's the point?
The Cowboys are the best thing in the state. Watch your mouth. All right. So, yeah, come on, man. Come on, Charles Oakley. You're creating more drama for Cleveland that they don't need. You got any more? Is that it?
That's it for me.
For me, I got Russell Wilson campaigns on Twitter bring back the Supersonics to Seattle. He says, baffling this amazing city doesn't have Supersonics. Bring them back. Seattle loves basketball. Seattle deserves a team. Seattle, let's stand up and fight. Get our team back. The stadium will sell out every game. Start a petition.
Get a new stadium, Seattle. That's the reason that the Sonics didn't stay. Because y'all didn't want to get rid of Key Arena. You wanted to keep Key Arena. And they were saying we need a new up-to-date stadium. So y'all didn't do a stadium. They bolted for Oklahoma City.
All right.
Are you kidding me?
If you move a team out of Seattle to Oklahoma City, you should be banned for life.
Y'all can have the 76ers. You want a team, Philadelphia 76ers is the team for you. Y'all can take that F League team and go watch them lose another 72 games. And sell that out.
Absolutely.
Have fun.
Then I've got one for, I don't know if you guys heard the whole Texas A&M assistants.
Oh, goodness.
First of all, what happened is Todd Martell, one of the top quarterbacks coming out. Yeah, Tate Martell, excuse me. He's third-ranked dual-threat quarterback. He decommitted from Texas A&M. He tweeted a long time ago. He said, after talking to my family about what's best for my future, I have decided to reopen my recruiting process. Then the wide receiver coach for Texas A&M says, I feel sorry for people who never understand loyalty. I can't really even vibe with you. At the end of the day, trust is 100 and everything else is BS. He said bad timing. So he said that. But then there was another tweet from another recruit, a wide receiver. I see, after tonight, I see what kind of person my future coach is, and I myself don't want to play for someone like that. So without any further ado, I am announcing that I am decommitting from Texas A&M. So they lost another, they lost a wide receiver, and then there was another wide receiver decommitment. Somebody tweeted out the word commitment to the wide receivers coach at Texas A&M. Google meaning of commitment. They need to change the word. I agree. It should be intentions. If these coaches don't have commitments, why should the players have commitments? Right?
There's no loyalty amongst thieves. Y'all stealing these young men's careers and just using them to try to get ahead. But if another job comes open, y'all going to bolt from that school and leave all these kids that you so-called committed to.
Yes, be Steve their Spurrier. Coach,
right? To pick your ball.
Well, he ain't the only one. Look at Bobby Petrino. A lot of these guys do it, like you were saying, right?
Oh, yeah. There's no loyalty amongst thieves, man.
So, come on, man. Yeah, but they need – I agree with – I heard on Mike and Mike, and you need to change the word of it, but come on. The coach shouldn't be tweeting out stuff after a guy changed commitments. He has the right to do that until he signs that letter. The last one I have, it has to be a Cowboys running back. Ezekiel Elliott, Zeke. His girlfriend seems okay with a model Snapchatting a pic of her and him in bed together.
Only the Cowboys. Only a Cowboys player.
Zeke Elliott already using his fame to full advantage.
If you see the picture, so, and somebody screenshot it, that's his girlfriend. That's it's a Instagram model that he was in bed with. That's his girlfriend. So, but he's sleeping. All right, I have a couple issues with this. First of all, when I'm sleeping, if I'm in your bed, don't take a picture and post it. That's not cool.
Unless you're like 40.
Are those two different women?
Yes. Yes.
Two different women.
That's his girlfriend, actually, right there.
Man, she looks skanky on a skank level.
That's Tiffany Thompson's girlfriend.
What is her little word say under the picture?
Oh, it says, y'all don't got to worry
not
about
there,
me.
I'm talking about.
He's talking about the bed picture.
Oh, it says, Dallas Cowboys' newest running back, Ezekiel Elliott.
He was running back for some of that.
Yeah. But then
I have so many jokes, but, you know, family show. Sorry.
And then Tiffany Thompson said, his girlfriend says, y'all don't got to worry about me. I'm just fine sitting here with you guys laughing. All right. I got a couple issues. All right. First of all, dude, if you at a girl's house that is not your girlfriend, don't let them take a picture anytime. You just got drafted a week ago, and you're already – come on, man.
That's what Cowboy players do, man.
No, all players do that, but still. Come
this
on.
This is a college
not all players
kid. You really expect a 20 or 21-year-old to be faithful to another 20 or 21-year-old?
Come on, we college. No. It's a college relationship.
He just got drafted. He's about to sign a huge signing bonus.
He's
going to
upgrade
at some
point.
Taking advantage of fame. She was probably waiting at the airport for him.
Probably, but come on, man.
That's probably one of Jerry's little skanks. You know Jerry got all the women.
When you were asleep over at your girlfriend's house, okay, before some of us got married, which we were glad we are, because would you ever, if it was not your girlfriend, would you actually sleep over?
It depends on if I was hammered or not.
No. There was things called calves.
But I'm
calves
not famous, so I don't have to worry.
I wouldn't sleep over. No, if it was like that, I would not sleep over. I would leave.
Now, if this girl was trifling and picked up your phone and started scrolling through your stuff and wanted to call your girl, then, yeah, you might not want to stay over there. If you know it's a hit it and quit it, you need to, after you hit it, you need to get up and go, well, it's been real, got the roll.
But, dude, come on. Let's be smart. And then this girl, really, you know she's – even if you don't know he's got a girlfriend, really, you know, Snapchat it and say the Cowboys' newest running back?
Yeah.
Really? Like, we need a bigger target than we already got.
It goes down in the DM, man. Snapchat me that.
Snapchat it. Snapchat. Come on, man.
We love Snapchat.
Yeah.
I still don't understand it yet.
What?
Downloaded it, still can't figure it out half the time.
Well, yeah, I guess once you watch a video, it's gone. It's not there anymore, which
that
is weird.
The picture.
Yeah. Is the picture gone, too, once you look at it?
Yep.
Oh, that's the reason somebody screenshot this picture. Because she thought it was on go and nobody would see it. Really? You don't think anybody's
going to... Yeah, that looks like an Instagram picture.
Yeah, you don't know how to screenshot stuff.
Somebody screenshotted it on Instagram and posted it on Instagram because she's an Instagram model. By the way, what is the Instagram model? I guess that's just a
poor person's
Rachel
model.
Bush. Okay. Rachel Bush sexy.
I don't have Instagram, so I couldn't tell you what it is.
Check out her Instagram page. She has a bunch of Instagram followers. Even LeBron hit her up.
We ain't going back to that one. Anyway, that is our patrolling segment of the week. Zeke, come on, man.
Zeke.
Get to practicing.
Stop cutting up your shirts.
Yeah. Come on, go with the crop top at the games. Anyway, let's get into some NFL talk. The NFL draft was this past week. How did your team do? Then we'll go by division. Give me real fast, Panthers, give me a grade.
For what we needed, I feel like we got an A, man. I know we went three straight corners, but look at our secondary. Charles Peanut Tillman, he's probably not going to play. Courtland Finnegan, who we called off the couch. Rolando McClain, who we had to pull from the practice squad. B'nai Ben Wickery, coming off a broken foot. And we lost Josh Norman in free agency. So, obviously, secondary help was key. James Bradbury ran like a 4.45 40. He's 6'1", big physical corner, can come in and play right away. Daryl Worley, I know he had some miscues at West Virginia, but for all in all, he was solid. And then Zach Sanchez was a ball hawk at Oklahoma. He should come in, be feisty, provide that competition. And they're going to fit into our system. They don't have to be shut down guys. That's the great thing about the Panthers' defensive system. We get a pass rush. You only have to guard for a few seconds, and you just have to guard your zone. It's not like we're asking you to be Patrick Peterson and go follow the best guy around the field or Darrell Revis. We don't need that. And that's why we didn't spend $31.5 million guaranteed on keeping Josh Norman. Josh Norman is a good player, no question. Congratulations again on getting paid. But we have bigger fish to fry.
I would give
– and I love, you can I love Vernon Butler.
If you want to rebuttal their grade, you can. I'm going to rebuttal it. I'm going to say a C. There's no way it's even a B or an A. I mean, to me, Vernon Butler, okay. Bradbury – oh, really? Worley's actually the best draft, I think, draft pick y'all got. And, you know, I'm Panthers. I live here. I go to games. There was other people there that I think should have went ahead of Butler. But, you know, that's just my opinion. I know Gettleman's got his system, so we'll see.
I thought, you know, corner, yeah, waste like two picks, but I wouldn't give it an A. They're just more holes than cornerback.
I'm supporting my team. Yes, we would have liked.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, we would have liked to got a defensive end, but there wasn't a highlight defensive end that really stood out that you really wanted right there. And we need to find out what we got in Coney Ealy, the kid we picked up from the Washington practice squad. What's his name? Mario Addison. We need to see what we got with him. Burton, we need to see what we got there.
You'll find out what you got.
And we got Charles Johnson back at a discount.
Okay, you got older Charles Johnson back at a discount. Woo!
It wasn't like there was an explosive defensive end that would come in and change the game.
But to me, you draft where you need. They didn't draft where they needed. They drafted where they had depth already, which I can understand. Quan Short's not coming back, or if you're scared to lose him, I get it. I get it. To me, it's a Dave Gettleman pick, and he's usually right. So, you know, you got to believe in what he did. But you're as far as the grade, I wouldn't give him A.
And
I'd
then
say
Bo
C,
Sandlin in the seventh round, he might be the steal of the draft.
It's hard to say anybody in the seventh round is going to be a steal. But, hey, it might be. There's not Tom Brady falling off every tree. I think Scooby Wright would be a better player than Bo Sandlin from Arizona, but we'll
Scooby
see.
Scooby Wright? We didn't need another.
No, I'm talking about Cleveland. I'm talking about the Cleveland pick I thought was a better pick than Bo Sandlin. So, anyway, I was just asking what you thought the grade was. All right. Eagles, what do you think?
I'm going to say a B+, because A, the big thing, we got the franchise quarterback in Carson Wentz. The guy can be a star in a couple of years. He's got the raw talent, the arm, the brain. I think he'll be the franchise guy for years and years to come if they don't throw him in the firing, in the line of fire game one. After that, they had no picks, really. No second round pick, no fourth round. They got third round, Isaac Simalo, offensive lineman. And they need offensive line help, but really, I give it a B+ because they traded all their picks away for the next 2 years. They're banking on Carson Wentz being the guy.
So, they did B+. They picked up a running back too, didn't they?
Wendell Smallwood.
Yeah, in the
fifth round, from West Virginia, who might actually be a pretty good pickup for them because they compare him a lot to Ryan Matthews.
He's going to be injured all the time and no talent?
Well, yeah. Maybe. We'll see. Matthews has talent.
He's not healthy enough to use it.
Right. So, I mean, as far as – I would give y'all at least a C+. I mean, y'all did really – you got your quarterback, which is huge. You need your quarterback in the future. Hopefully he'll develop into that.
They better hope because, I mean, they traded away
– the farm.
Yeah, this year, next year, and a few from the year after for him.
I just – you know, you better hope Jordan Matthews steps up as a number one receiver.
He's gonna have to.
Or Aguilar steps up too. As a dominant wide receiver combo.
If you're looking into your crystal ball in the future, there are not a lot of high-end quarterbacks coming out of the college ranks over the next 3 or 4 seasons.
Yeah, I mean, you got Deshaun Watson. That's it. And who knows what Deshaun Watson's going to do in the NFL. So, I mean, I thought the Eagles – I hate it, but the Eagles actually – I mean, the first-round pick was really good.
About it. We know Sam Bradford is brittle. He's a light bulb. He gets dropped, he's going to shatter. You'll be lucky if Sam Bradford plays 6 games.
Absolutely. As far as the Cowboys, we got Zeke in the first round with Jalen Smith the second round, Malik Collins, Charles Tapper, Dak Prescott late in the draft. Rico Gathers is actually a basketball player tight end that we picked up with the last pick. So we'll see how that goes. I'm going to give myself a B. I'll give Dallas a B-. I think Jerry Jones getting Zeke is huge. You know, they're getting Jalen Smith, who says he's going to play this year. We will see. Tapper's a decent defensive end that we got from Oklahoma. Prescott, I mean, we got our needs in the draft. We got our quarterback of the future, maybe. And Prescott, we'll see.
I'm not sold on that.
I'm not sold on it either, but dude, at least we addressed it.
They could have addressed it more by trading up to get Patrick. They could have offered more to get
Patrick. No, they couldn't. I disagree with that. You don't offer up the future, unlike you guys did, to go get a quarterback that we don't know what Paxton Lynch is going to do at all. This is a total gamble on Paxton Lynch. And somebody compared him to Cam Newton. John Gruden. I mean, come on.
I would compare Carson Wentz more to Cam Newton than Paxton Lynch.
I wouldn't compare either one to him, but, you know, I'm just saying. I know what you're saying, but Denver actually made a better trade offer to move up. than we did. Actually, Stephen Jones had to talk Jerry Jones out of it for giving too much.
Well, it is what it
is. I mean, I get it.
You're going to have to bank on Romo staying healthy the next few years.
Exactly.
Well, no, I mean, Prescott's not bad. I mean, if he
– Prescott ain't ready to play.
We could,
no, he's not playing this
if
year.
If we traded up, that meant we would gave up Jalen Smith and the defensive tackle Malik Collins in our second and third round picks. I don't think you could give up Jalen Smith pick. I mean,
Jalen Smith,
if
we don't
he's
even know
healthy,
he's play.
But if he is going to be healthy, we are set at linebacker for many years.
Didn't address
you know,
the
with
DN
him.
Position.
Yeah, we did. I just said we did. Charles Tapper.
Who?
He's a defensive end for Oklahoma. He's not great, but, you know, he feels.
Because he came
from
Oklahoma.
We addressed the position.
I just don't like people.
Well, I don't
Oklahoma.
Like the Big 12. Getting a Big 12 defensive player is kind of rough sometimes anyway.
If the Cowboys can keep their offense on the field for 40, 45 minutes a game, it'd be no problem. If that ain't happening, then they're going to give up.
I disagree with that because Scandricker will be back. We have corners. That's going to be the biggest issue. Where's the pass rush coming from? So we'll see. First four games, I thought we had a good draft.
I love Zeke Elliott. Zeke Elliott is going to flourish
behind
that offensive line.
He should.
No question.
But I thought we had a good.
I probably could score a touchdown behind that offensive line.
The Rico Gathers pick, I really like that one because it's a very athletic tight end, former basketball player. So we'll see. Anyway, go ahead. You guys give him a grade?
The Cowboys?
Yeah. I know you said Jalen Ramsey. I agreed, but.
I mean, they need defense over offense right now. They need help on that secondary. When you got one of the best defensive backs coming out of the draft, you pick him up. You got two running backs right now. I mean, that's my mentality.
I get you.
I'm more thinking defensively. I mean, because you guys are going to have to score 30 points a game to stay in competition with every team.
I feel like the Cowboys are scared to go defensive back with a high pick again because they've been burned.
Claiborne.
Yeah, exactly. And when their defensive end came off the board, it was the next player on our board is Zeke Elliott. Let's go Zeke Elliott.
Was him or Ramsey. And, you know, I mean, you had to go Zeke. I mean, because you got Scandrick coming back. You got the other guys coming back. So, we'll see what they do.
And you don't – Darren McFadden played 16 games last year. That was the first time in his career.
That was a fluke.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we know he's not going to stay healthy. And Alfred Morris is on the tail end of his career. So why not get
– Tail end? He's 4 years into his career. He's 28.
Running backs start dying 30. Down at
– Huh? That's why I was saying they start dying down after 30.
He's still got two great years left in him, at least.
We'll see. I mean,
he was a beast for the Redskins.
For 1 year. He had that 1 year. He
Zeke
was a beast.
Zeke Elliott can be the – Cowboys running back for the next 5 years.
You know who else had a beast year, his rookie year? That would be Doug Martin. And Doug Martin came back last year.
I was about to say Doug Martin was the leading rusher last year.
But Alfred Morris, he couldn't be out Matt Jones for a spot. The New York Giants, get him a grade.
For their draft, the G-men?
Yeah.
I want to say C, man. I didn't like them reaching for Eli Apple so high.
They lost Amukamara, so they needed defensive back.
But they signed Janoris Jenkins.
Right, to a huge contract.
So a huge deal. And this draft was deep with corners. You saw the Panthers got corners in the second round, the third.
Well,
and the fifth.
There was actually a better cornerback available, Vernon Hargreaves from Florida. And they didn't get an offensive lineman. To me, they needed a lineman in this draft. And then the next pick, they got Sterling Shepard. I think that's a great pick.
That was a good pick. That's why it's a C, because that pick balances out the bad picks.
Well, I think Paul Perkins, too, from I think UCLA. UCLA running back. I think that's a good draft. I think that's a good pick for the Giants. But I would give them a B.
But I don't think Paul Perkins is going to play You know, you got Andre Williams there. You still got Rashad Jennings there. You still got Shane Vereen there.
Yep.
And Paul Perkins is a fifth rounder. He better get real adjusted to the special teams quickly because that's where he's going to be at.
But they did not address much of that offensive line, which was bad. And even free agency. So, I mean, I can see it. What about the Redskins?
Washington.
I gotta pull up who they actually.
I can tell you. Josh Dotson, Sue Cravens, Kendall Fuller, cornerback from Virginia Tech, Steven Daniels, Keith Marshall. They actually gave him an A-.
Yeah, I love the Josh Dotson pick. He's going to be a stud. He catches everything thrown his way. Let me see.
And then you got Cravens in the second round, day two.
You need to help out in the secondary. D'Angelo Hall is no spring chicken anymore.
And you already got
and you signed Norman. Josh Norman. There you go. So, and they picked up Kendall Fuller from Vitek, who was a solid corner. Washington got a little better, man. They didn't address their non-pass rush issue.
Yeah.
So, I'll give them a B, though.
What about the Falcons? They drafted Keanu Neal over number 17, Deion Jones, Austin Hooper, Devondre Campbell, Devin Fuller, late in the draft. I think they reached on Keanu Neal.
Me too.
So early.
They're hoping he can be Cam Chancellor, but Cam Chancellor was a fifth round pick, not a first round pick. Again, they didn't bolster their pass rush, and Vic Beasley has been a bust. They get a C, man.
I get them a B.
They get a C.
They did better than Panthers.
No way. Panthers kept their core. We did what we needed to do.
What, Falcons?
Yeah. Anything?
C. All right. I'll give them a C, yeah.
The Saints – I thought they did really well, actually. Sheldon Rankins, Michael Thomas, another wide receiver from Ohio State, Von Bell. You know, that was their major picks of the draft. I give them a B.
Yeah, they bolstered their defense, which they needed to do. But
Rankins is nasty, dude.
I don't think adding two or three players to the worst defense in NFL history is going to make them that much better. They still don't have a dominant DN that's going to get any pass rush. They picked up some old linebackers from that Rams let go. The Saints, their offense is still going to be good because Drew Brees is still there pulling the trigger. Their draft, I'll give them a C. That was average.
All right, and Tampa Bay, they drafted Vernon Hargreaves, Noah Spence, Roberto Aguilar, the kicker, in the – third round.
The second round.
My second round, my fault. Dude, I'm giving you – here's what I'm going to say. I'm giving you a C for just picking a kicker in the second round and trading a fourth round pick to get that pick.
I was getting ready to say, I mean
– so, but he's a damn good kicker, though. I will say that. He is a very good kicker.
Man, kickers are a dime a dozen in the NFL.
I disagree like on that to a point, but I would not get a kicker in the second round.
No way. You don't even draft a kicker maybe in the sixth round.
Maybe
at the highest. No, not maybe. Even the fourth. I mean, you can sign good kickers, really good kickers, even in free agency. But, I mean, no, Hargreaves, good pick in the first round, then they just blew it with their second round pick.
Well, Noah Spence was all right. If he can keep his head out of his keyhole.
The Hargreaves pick is good.
Hargreaves is good. Aguayo, yeah, he's from 45 and closer, he's pretty good. But when you need those long 50-yard kicks, who knows? And who knows how he's going to act when real pressure is on the kick in the NFL?
Right.
Oh, no, that's true.
We'll see.
See.
We'll see. All right. How all right? So, how was your predictions? I will tell you how our predictions was. It was pretty bad. We were 4-31 correct. Scott was 5-31. And I'm gonna tell you a guess how many of the first five picks we got right.
We got the first two.
I think everybody everywhere got the first two picks right.
San Diego, we just didn't know which way San Diego was going to lean.
Yeah, we had Ronnie Stanley and he actually did get drafted ahead of where yet. The only difference with us, the only person that was different was over here, Jeremy Tunsil. Laramie Tunsil, excuse me.
He
had him going to Miami. So that was a big difference. That was a good call. But, yeah, it was very bad. That's how drafts usually work, though. Who's your biggest surprise?
Yeah, Mel Kiper. I'm better than you.
I don't know about that. Biggest surprise in this draft?
As far as who got
team-wise
better?
Team-wise or?
Yeah.
Jacksonville?
And Tennessee. I like what both teams
did. So they're
the
winner.
Those are the big winners.
Jacksonville's a hands-down winner for me. I mean, yeah. The Jalen Ramsey slipped to them.
And then they got Miles Jack in the second round, who was
– I know, but he's as much – he's as hurt as what –
But that's the thing, though.
If you get 5 years out of him, you're good.
Supposedly yeah. – so y'all were more high on Miles Jack than Jalen
– Yeah, because he was he's the best defense – he was going to be the best defensive player.
No, I ain't talking about Jalen Ramsey. I'm talking about
– No, I'm talking about Miles Jack. If he was 100% healthy, he would have been the best.
Jalen Smith doesn't even have nerves in his knee.
I know,
we
but
don't even know if
Miles Jack
ever
is
play.
Talking about surgery already.
But he can play.
On his knee again. But that's the worst thing for a linebacker
but
to have.
But that's the thing. They took if he was healthy, a number 3 or 4 pick, you know, a top 3 or 4 pick in the second round.
That's going to play right away.
They
don't have to wait on.
Are you no, he's having surgery. He's going to be out once he has surgery.
I don't think he's having surgery this year.
I didn't think he was.
He's having. That's the reason he slipped. Is because he's not. He's got to have surgery. We're probably missing time. I don't know how much time, but when it comes to a knee, he's going to miss some time. Jalen Smith, I agree. He's a gamble too. But both of these guys were gambles. I like what they did the other year. I disagree. I think the Houston Texans actually had the best draft. I think Braxton Miller's going to surprise people. Playing the slot, he's going to be with the Wes Welker, or Julian Edelman for the Texans, if Osweiler can actually get him the ball.
Yeah, I was about to say if Osweiler can get it to him.
But they also got a quick wide receiver in the draft as well. I think the Texans had the best draft.
I'll say Jacksonville.
Jacksonville was up there, though.
I'll say they loaded up their defense in the draft and in free agency, and that was a thing that killed them last year.
Right, and they do get Fowler back this year, but still. I think, Jack needs to play, and we'll see. Your surprise pick, I guess, who was the one guy you didn't expect to go somewhere that got drafted? I said Moritz Boenhanger from Germany got selected by the Vikings. This guy never played college football whatsoever. And got selected by the Vikings in the 4th round.
Roberto Aguayo.
I was about to say, isn't there another player that got drafted who never played college basketball? They only played college basketball and never played college football?
No.
I thought there was another player that went.
All right. His first international player. Let me say that much.
Okay.
All right.
I was about to say, Aguayo. I mean, second round for a kicker is.
Right.
That's your biggest surprise.
It's ridiculous.
Like.
That's
when you heard his name get called, you like. Did they say that a kicker?
That's
second round?
That's Marty Herney stupid drafting. That's that bad.
Well, actually, my surprise moment would be the 49ers trading out of the first round and then moving back in to get a guard, okay, that you could have got in the third or fourth round.
It wasn't even the best guard available at the time. He was like the third or fourth guard. You could have had Zach Martin's younger brother.
Yeah, that was the bonehead move of the draft to me. Also, the Pats drafted Jacoby Brissett out of state.
That one. That was huge.
Yeah, he'll be the next Julian Edelman on that team. He's going to go to wide receiver.
He's going to be a quarterback.
No, he'll go to wide receiver. They have Garoppolo at quarterback.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Jimmy
G.
That's what the Patriots do. They take college quarterbacks, and they turn them into wide receivers.
They might do that. And thoughts, last but not least, give me the thoughts on Laramie Tunsil's situation. In case you don't know, 10 minutes before the draft, the dude has a picture released on his Twitter account.
A verified Twitter account.
That, not his, even a picture, a video.
It was a video, video.
Thank
a
you.
Fine video.
A video of him in a gas mask with a bong. Dude, with that's the next
was
step.
Was that a
in,
rebel flag or Confederate flag?
No, that was the, that was the Ole Miss flag. That was or whatever, the rebels flag. The Mississippi.
I mean, what do you expect from kids down in Mississippi? 19. Of course, they smoking weed. Yeah, Kim Dinche was Robert Kimdichi. Kimdichi. He smokes weed. Laquan Treadwell. He smokes weed. They all smoking weed.
But
out
this
there.
Is Roger Goodell's NFL.
And I mean, the weed sentence is not that hard.
And so how about taking money from his coach? His coach paying his mom's bills.
That's why they should pay these college kids.
All right, hold on. Here's the problem with this whole thing, all right? First of all, marijuana is banned by the federal government bans it. States have approved it. So, you know, it's really like, can I or can I? Because people are doing it anyway. And I get it. But a lot of these guys now are doing synthetic weed, which is undetectable, that most people don't get caught. And it's more dangerous than regular stuff. So, you know, NFL but this guy is 19 years old, getting ready to get drafted. And he's already had trouble with his stepfather, who has sued him or something. And then his mother, there's another situation. Delete the video, okay? Because you know you're getting ready to get drafted. Change your password on Twitter. Delete your Twitter account until after you get drafted if you have to. I mean, come on. There's steps to stay away. And I feel bad for him. And then the
I don't.
Here's where I feel bad. That freaking agent that was, I think he fired his agent, which he should have, because, I mean, they let him go on stage. By the way, I've never seen somebody have a news conference during the draft after they get picked. I've never seen that.
That was weird.
And then the agent.
But he was getting the third degree
right.
up there.
That's why I'm trying to give it. And this is where I feel bad for him, is because he sat on that news conference and told the truth about everything, which is great, except for Ole Miss. But the lady comes up and like, oh, he's done. He's done. Where were you 20 minutes ago when they asked these questions?
There should have been no comment from the beginning. Just smile, take a picture, no comment, let's go, let's get away from here.
And then he didn't go to the next day's presser because
he
allergic reaction.
Allergic reaction to what? Media questions? More media questions?
I was like, really? He's allergic?
He was sweating more than Mike Tyson trying to answer a Final Jeopardy question.
Yeah, I don't feel struggling. Sorry for him. I don't feel sorry for any player that does stupid things. Because, hey, if you're going to be an NFL player, you got to be professional. Wait till after your career to be an idiot.
These are 19, 20-year-old
You've
got to
train yourself mentally.
They've probably been smoking weed since they were 13, 14.
The only thing that was good that's going to come out of this situation is next year they're going to show the whole Laramie Tunsil clip of, you know, draft to after the draft of how to use your social media.
No, they're going and they're going to have D'Angelo Russell videotaping Nick Young. They're going to have the video of Laramie Tunsil and just say, hey, don't let your friends videotape you doing anything, and then have every single Johnny football clip that you can find, because his stupid friends always seem to videotape him and put him out there.
Well, and also, I mean, you got Gronkowski that does all this, but you see what Gronkowski does on the field.
But Gronkowski,
and he's practicing
out getting
playing.
High. He's just right. messing with porn stars and partying and drinking a little bit. And swiping right on Tinder. Or is it on Tinder? Swiping right.
Yeah. Yep. You got anything else?
Sports NFL? Is life. Side piece.
And you can catch us everywhere.